This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, once it was my working, yours it hence shall be. Once I tried to use you, now may you use me. Once the power I wanted, now you, the mighty one. Once for myself I labored, now for you alone. Amen. Good morning. There is the story told of this married couple, and the husband was annoying. This is nobody at St. Joseph's. And that couple owned a mule. And the husband was so annoying that he even annoyed the mule. And he took the mule down to the pond to get a drink. And he kept cursing and insulting the mule such that the mule got so annoyed that it kicked the man and kicked the man repeatedly until he was dead. So now comes the funeral, the wake. The minister is there and he observes that every time a man comes up to address the widow, she shakes her head like this. But every time a woman comes up, the woman shakes her head no. This intrigues the pastor, and so after the wake, he goes up to her and says, I just have to ask you, every time a man came up and said something to you, you shook your head yes. Why? She said, because every man that came up to me asked me, are you going to be okay? And she would say yes. Well, then why the no to all the women? Because every woman came up to me and asked, is that mule for sale? It's about asking the right questions. There's the tie-in to today. The disciples are asking the wrong questions. First of all, they're asking about the size of the stones in the temple, and then they get to a point of Jesus pulls aside his most special ones, and after Jesus has talked about those huge stones and temple being destroyed, they say, when's this going to happen, Jesus? And Jesus is trying to get them to understand it's not about worrying about when this is going to happen. It's worrying, being concerned about my attitude, about my spiritual life. Because if I'm asking the questions about my spiritual life and my attitude, I'm not going to care when. Because it doesn't matter. We're at the end of our liturgical church year. Next week we have the Feast of Christ the King, the end of our year liturgically, and then we start Advent with the new year. And so the church always gives us these end-time, apocalyptic type of readings as we approach the end of our church year. Hence this reading that we have today. And we need to understand that we do not need to worry about the end time. Now, I know all of you have experienced this because these books are out there, these preachers are on TV out there, and everybody's taking these obscure passages from the book of the Bible and then saying, well, what it says here in this verse applies to what just happened in our world, and on they go, and they're going to end by concluding, and therefore the end of the world is coming on November the 28th. And if you want to hear about it, send me $14.95 plus shipping and handling, and I'll send you the book. Jesus is saying, no, don't be worried about the when. I heard this anecdote of this pastor who was upset, so he called that number, and the operator answered the phone, and he said, I want that book, but I want your author to send it to me for free. Why? Well, because if the end of the world is coming, he's not concerned about money. What good's it going to do him? And she said, well, sorry, sir, we can't do that because we have costs for printing and things like that. Well, if the end of the world is coming, he's not going to have to pay anybody. So send me the book for free. And the lady then said, well, sir, I don't know much about theology, but I just can't do that. And the pastor responded, well, neither does the author of this book know anything about theology. Click. This should be our attitude about those things. We don't need to worry about the when. That great reading from Hebrews that Vinny read for us. The priest can stand at the altar day after day offering sacrifice, but it's not going to take care of it. And it doesn't need to, because Jesus has already taken care of it. We know how this story is going to end. So why do we worry about these things? I always go back in my own life this week to, I spent 4 years in Rome, and you're all aware of this, I think, and at the North American College in Rome, the seminary, in the past, when that huge movie Ben-Hur with Charlton Heston was being filmed, the seminary helped out that Hollywood production crew in such a way that as a thank you gift to the college, they gave them those huge film reels of an original copy of Ben-Hur. And it was the tradition at our college that every Thanksgiving night after the huge feast, we would all go down to the auditorium and watch Ben-Hur. And it was hilarious because there were all these comments about the Romans are all barbarians, and everybody would laugh, you know. But the thing was, there's that chariot race at the end of that movie. I think you've all seen it or at least alluded to it. We all knew how that chariot race was going to end. But it was even more fun because you knew what was coming. This should be our attitude about life. So don't pay attention to the when. That's the first takeaway from this gospel today. The second is this. Jesus talks today about all these things that are going to happen. Earthquakes. In our milieu, throw in hurricanes. All kinds of commotion. And all these horrible things that we would think, but how does this gospel end? He doesn't say, and then this horrible death. He says, and then the birth pangs. Jesus is talking about these things are going to happen, and then at the end of all that is going to be this incredible joy and freedom and birth of new life. This is something we need to take to heart. Picture for a minute, if you will, in your mind's eye, from the very south part of that transept, I measured this out, and then go all the way over to just before the north transept ends in terms of length. Then picture from the floor to just to the top of Father William's Angels where the stained glass windows start, and then go back 10 feet in terms of depth. That's how big the stones were, the biggest stones that built the temple. Can you imagine that? A single stone that size and stones topped upon stones? Those stones, they're telling us some of them weighed over 50 tons. How they got them on top of each other, I have no idea. They didn't need mortar, just the pure weight of those things held it together. So from one standpoint, it's not surprising that the disciples would come out of the temple and say, Jesus, look at the size of this stone. But then Jesus says, it's all going to be reduced to rubble. It's all going away. Now I want you to take that image and bring it into your life. We all have stones that are this huge in our lives. And Jesus is saying, they got to go away. We have that expression, there's an elephant in the room, and nobody wants to talk about it. What Jesus is assuring us is that if we're willing to acknowledge the elephant, the huge stone in our lives, that there's going to be this chaos and this upheaval, but if we're willing to face it, he's going to take away that stone, and guess what? There's going to be birth at the end. Now that's the important part. We have these experiences in our lives. The most obvious one, I mean, we live in the county that's got more rehab units than any other county in the country, has to do with substance abuse. I think we've all had that experience, at least in our extended family or friends, of there's an elephant in the room and Uncle Johnny's got a problem with something, but nobody wants to acknowledge it. And finally, somebody's willing to say something. The stone is in the room. Let's deal with it. But it's not just there. It's so many areas of our lives. Somebody's got a huge problem with cynicism, and nobody wants to confront it, but finally someone has the courage. Let's deal with this. What's the issue? Somebody's got a problem with anger. I mean, you name it. I was trying to think of just one story in my own life to give you about the stones that I had in my own life, and it's hard to just choose just one. But I think you've all had the experience as well of these situations where there's this huge stone and we don't want to deal with it because we know what chaos it's going to cause. Man, if I confront her on her gambling, this is going to be a disaster. If I confront him on the way he's dealing with our daughter, all hell's going to break loose in this family. If I deal with the fact that I know we should be doing more with our stewardship, but if I raise this issue, we're going to have to reevaluate the way that we're spending our money. And that's going to be hard. There's all kinds of ways and all kinds of stones we have, but listen to this gospel today. That chaos that's going to be there and the confrontation and the upheaval, that's not the end of it. That's just to get us to the bottom line, which is the incredible birth and the incredible life and the incredible freedom that we're going to experience. I can't tell you how many times in my own life where none of us like confrontation, but when that stone is there and we get up the courage that we're finally going to call it what it is, oh my gosh, what an incredible feeling of freedom that comes all through our bodies and our souls. Because now it's out there, and now we can deal with it. Notice as well what that other reading said today. It says we're supposed to provoke each other. We usually don't use that in a good connotation, do we? Provoke, to call forth. We're called to call forth ourselves and each other to good works. Why? Because God wants us to have those huge things out of the way so we can have life and freedom and joy. That's it in a nutshell. Get rid of the stones. Come to new birth and joy and freedom. That's our call. Amen.